Well, we're not talking about technology here. We're just talking about the sequence of incorporation.
Well, I think an examiner would understand that the...
He would know
the
right
language
away.
The language has to be amended. An amendment should have been filed. A declaration should have been filed. Sure.
No, yes. A declaration should have been filed, but that's not the same thing as saying that the examiner would have been befuddled by the language in the original, the incorporation language in the original application when that incorporation language showed up later.
I don't think he would have been befuddled. I think it would require him, as it would everybody else, to now go back and look for that application. If you just stay with the language, the incorporation by reference language, and something was filed on the same date as the 880 application, that's what he's looking at. When we're talking about the examiner, he's looking at the 880 application. And that language, as filed, says there is another application incorporated by reference that was filed on the same day as the present application, which is the filing date, 880. So the examiner would have to now do a couple of things, which is the other issue I wanted to...
Well, tell me about, but they filed the transmittal, they filed something that contained an explanation of this, they filed the earlier patent with the cross-reference language where it's clear looking at that, what the date is relevant to, what the reference is. So I'm not sure I can kind of see why the examiner would have been befuddled.
Well, because that goes into the other issue about the chain, the continuing chain, which was Zeenan talked. I mean, this is a continuation after continuation after continuation. Merely because you call, and the board pointed this out, Zeenan points this out, merely because you call something a continuation or a continuation in part or a divisional, that doesn't make it substantively the intervening applications that they are in fact continuations. You really have to do some substantive analysis and go, okay, is this truly a continuation application?
The nub of the befuddlement stems from this incorporation by reference language, and
yes.
I'm not sure why looking at the earlier application in its entirety, the transmittal, the stuff that was contained in the package here, one wouldn't easily, nothing's easy in patent law, but one wouldn't be able to sort that out pretty routinely.